As part of our Curious SEBA series, WOSU investigates questions asked by listeners about Central Ohio. The next one deals with the way we speak. Does Columbus have an accent? WOSU's Gabe Rosenberg reports.
When you ask Ohioans about the Columbus accent, a theme develops pretty quickly.
Do you think there's a Columbus accent?
No, I don't.
No.
No.
When you get down to the southern part of the state, yes, but not in Columbus.
I don't think so. I've never heard one, or it's never sounded that way to me.
I talked to people from Westerville, Etna, Akron, and Bellefontaine, and no matter where they came from, people responded pretty much the same way. Nope, we don't have an accent in Columbus. But the idea isn't preposterous to everyone.
Does Columbus have an accent?
Well, given that I'm a professor, you're probably not going to be surprised that my answer is it depends what you mean by an accent.
Catherine Campbell Kibler is a linguistics professor at Ohio State who specializes in the accents of Ohio. She says that when we're talking about regional accents, we're referring to a few different things. Part of an accent comes from the way we pronounce our vowels and consonants. The other factor is unique words or phrases. By that definition, Columbus absolutely has an accent. It's just that the particular features of the Columbus accent aren't as obvious as, say, those in New York or Boston or the South.
I think the features that people tend to pay attention to or they tend to care about and make distinctions about, Columbus tends not to have a lot of those.
Some people care a lot about those distinctions. David Durian, a professor at Bloomsburg University of Pennsylvania, did his thesis at Ohio State on the Columbus accent.
Yeah, I mean, Ohio is interesting because you have actually, depending on what dialect survey you look like, you know, you look at in terms of results, either two or three major accent areas within the whole state.
Cleveland and Toledo belong to what's called the Northern Cities accent. You can group them with Buffalo and Chicago. Athens and the bottom of the state fit into an Upper Southern accent. Here in Columbus, we have what's called the Midland accent. One of its features is the way we say the words C-O-T and C-A-U-G-H-T.
If I were from a different part of the country, again, I might say, you know, I caught someone sleeping on a cot, right? So, but in Columbus, you might say I caught someone sleeping on a cot.
In Columbus, the two words sound exactly the same. And that's not all. Sometimes you can hear Columbus speakers merge the vowels E and I. There's also some funky things happening with the letter O.
Things like the O sound in a word like dude or rude. Somebody from Columbus might be more likely, especially younger Columbusites these days, to say rude or dude.
But the biggest way Columbus differs from places like Boston or the South is that we don't drop the R when it comes after a vowel. Just listen to how late night host Seth Meyers pronounces father in this comedy sketch.
You all know me. I'm not just a cop. I'm a father, I'm a son, and above all, I'm from Boston.
So why do so many people insist there's no Columbus accent? You can actually credit the medium you're listening to right now, radio. In the 1920s and 30s, radio broadcasters tried to create a standard model for speaking English. Compared to the southern and northeastern parts of the country, Ohio speech was considered inoffensive, pleasant, and easy to understand. So when broadcasters nationwide began sounding like they're from the Midwest, that accent became normal, unaccented. Even though Ohio has changed a lot since the 1930s, that myth remains today.
I think a lot of folks in Columbus would fight the idea of, oh, we should have a Columbus accent or talk about Columbus as being accented, because when you look at how we treat people with accents, it tends not to be as good.
There's hope yet for the Columbus accent, though. Catherine Campbell Kibler says speech patterns are constantly mutating. Another 100 years in the future, who's to say what Columbus will sound like then? Gabe Rosenberg, WOSU News.
Gabe's story was part of our Curious CBUS project, where people ask us questions about the region and we try to find the answers. If there's something you want to know about Columbus, submit your question at wosu.org/curious.